Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Disney Dining Show. I'm your host, Pete Werner, joined at the table this week by my good friends, Mr. Sean Falk, Mr. Charles Boda.
Hello.
Mr. Steve Porter.
Hello.
And back in the production nook, but off camera, Mr. Craig Williams. We like him off camera. It's a favor to you. All right, so in this week's episode, we're going to talk about the 10 most searched on menus on the Diz. Now, if you didn't know, in the dining area of the Diz, www.info.com, we have all the menus from every quick service and table service restaurant at Walt Disney World, and it's all searchable. They're all in a database. So if you're looking for steak, if you're looking for ribs, if you're looking for particular types of items, all sorts of things, you can just search on it and find out which menus currently have those items on them. So obviously this gets a lot of traffic, and we thought it would be interesting to take a look for 2017, for the year. What were the 10 most searched on menus? Some of these are not a surprise.
Some of them
are a big surprise. So we'll start off with number 10, the Boathouse over in Disney Springs. This has been a popular location since it opened. I've eaten there a couple of times. I've had good experiences. I've heard a lot of mixed reviews from people about it, but generally speaking, my experiences have all been very good.
Mine have been very positive. It's one of my kind of underrated spots is to go out onto the dock seating that they have and just
beautiful.
Just get it. It is a pricey restaurant, but I like getting drinks and like an appetizer out there so you can enjoy the atmosphere. And oh, I love it out there. So I'm surprised. Well, I'm not surprised that it's not higher, but I'm not surprised. I'm not
use your words.
That it's on the list.
No, I'm not surprised it's on the list either. But definitely also one of the cool aspects of this, right next to it, they have the amphibicars. That's those cool like old style cars that actually go out on the water.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, an old Pontiac or something and the convertible and you get in. But it's like $150 for 15 minutes or something. It's crazy the price of it. But it's right adjacent to the restaurant. But that's over in Disney Springs. Definitely one of the better additions that Disney Springs has made since they redid everything.
Yeah, I think probably it was probably higher at the beginning of the year, just because like I still consider it a new restaurant, just because like I really don't eat at Disney Springs that often. So when I see it, like, because it's like the beginning of that new phase of really of Disney Springs or whatever, like when it converted. But I feel like this time next year it probably won't be on the top 10 list.
Well, yeah, I'm sure it's still being searched by a lot of people that haven't visited since it was open last time. So there are probably a lot of people searching it this past year to say, oh, what was that all about? Let me find out what they have on the menu.
Well, yeah, this list won't tell us where people are eating. This list will tell us what people are looking for and, you know, what menus are, you know, oh, let me check the menu out for that and things like that. So Boathouse at number 10. Number 9, no surprise on any top 10 list when we're talking about dining, Le Cellier at Canada, the Canada Pavilion in Epcot. I'm sorry, I'm just getting another phone call. Never, ever, 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 ever put your information in with LendingTree.com. Okay. Just a little tip from me to you, okay? Because they're going to blow your phone up for 100 years. But number 9, Le Cellier over at the Canada Pavilion at Epcot. Now, this used to be the must-have reservation at Walt Disney World, driven in large part by the Disney Dining Plan. Because for a long time, it was one table service credit to eat there. You know, great steak, great atmosphere. When they went to making it signature dining, two table service credits, all of a sudden, people didn't need it quite so much. It's become a lot easier to get a reservation at Le Cellier. For example, we're recording this right before Thanksgiving, and I was able to get a reservation in 2 weeks without a problem at Le Cellier. Used to be, if you weren't booking it 6 months out, it was the Be Our Guest of its day. But, you know, the upside to this place for me And you've eaten there, Charles, I know, and Steve, we've eaten there. Have you eaten there?
Oh, yeah. Many times at this point.
Great steak. Incredible steak. Ridiculously expensive. Unnecessarily expensive. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very hard to justify the cost.
I'm like on the other end of that. The first time I ate there was a couple years ago for my birthday, and I was like, that's how I judge if I enjoyed a meal, was like if I left and was like, would I have paid less for that or the same or more? And like, I could eat my steak with a spoon. Like, it was so good. I was like, this is like so well done. I got the filet and like, I thought it was amazing. Like, I still think it's the thing to do. Like, that's where I tell everyone. I'm like, if we're eating an Epcot, like that's where we're going is Le Cellier. So it's still might be our guest. So.
Yeah, no, I love Le Cellier. I just think, you know, in comparison to, I've eaten a lot of steakhouses. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, there's one that's my personal favorite in town. It's called Linda's La Cantina on East Colonial. It's definitely not in the tourist corridor. But it's kind of like, you know, stuck back in the 70s. But it's a steakhouse. It's a staple in Orlando. An absolutely amazing steak. Half the price of what you're going to pay at Le Cellier. Yeah. Half the price. And the quality as good or better. So that's kind of what I look at. I still enjoy any opportunity. I'm really looking forward in a couple of weeks to going back to eat there. So that's number 9. Number 8, the ever-present Hoop-Dee-Doo review over at Fort Wilderness. Longest-running dinner show in America. It's been going since the late 70s. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's... Well, you were just there.
Yeah,
so
I just went last
week. What was on the menu?
It is fried chicken. So you can pick white or dark meat or a mix of both. You can there's ribs. It's all family style. So there's corn is the seasonal vegetable right now. There was baked beans, which I don't like, and salad and cornbread.
The cornbread's amazing. The fried chicken's amazing. Yeah. I make that cornbread. I make that cornbread every Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
My only problem with Hoop-Dee-Doo is I have a thing about naming, and I don't even like saying the words Hoop-Dee-Doo out loud, let alone like, where are you going? I'm going to Hoop-Dee-Doo, I guess. Like, it seems goofy, and I'll be there somewhat soon, so yeah. I'm sure I'll enjoy it. But yeah, I just like, it's not an appetizing name. I know it's the name of the review, not the food. But like, oh, we're going to go eat at Hoop-Dee-Doo. It just seems goofy to me.
I'm surprised this isn't higher on the list because there are a lot of – I love Hoop-Dee-Doo.
Well, again, I don't think this list is necessarily which one is best.
I know. But I do think that there's so much out there about people talking about it, about how great it is, that I'm surprised more people that – follow our site or go on our site aren't Googling it.
I also think a lot of people, because it is the longest run, it's been there since the late 70s, a lot of people have experienced this and the menu doesn't change, really.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to say. The menu hasn't changed.
Oh, you are on camera for this.
Yeah, I sneak it sometimes. The menu hasn't changed in since I've been going now for 6 or 7 years to Hoop-Dee-Doo.
No, it doesn't.
Only the seasonal vegetable, and that is it. So
it doesn't need to change.
Yeah. I agree with that. So, but I can see that's why a lot of people aren't necessarily searching. It's kind of, know what you're getting at Hoop-Dee-Doo. You're getting fried chicken.
Fair point.
All that considered, that it's been around for years and years, the menu doesn't change. Still, number 8 on the most searched menus on the Diz for 2017.
Yeah, and I will say as a thing of, or whatever, I mean, long story short, my brother works at this venue or whatever in at the show and everything. And so I go quite a bit now to go see him. Before he started working there, I didn't know it existed. So it just wasn't a thing that I'd ever sought out or anything. So to me, that's all I hear about now is like Hoop-Dee-Doo. So to me, I'm like, suddenly this has popped into my pop culture, I guess. But, you know, even with him, he says that like right now it's busier than it's been in a long time. I mean, like every show is packed out, like completely sold out shows. You can't get tickets really unless like it's either in like the tier one seating or whatever. But, you know, it's so they're super busy, like they're doing good. So.
All right. Number 7 on our list. No surprise here, over at Animal Kingdom, Tusker House. Arguably the best character meal on property, in my opinion.
It's my opinion, too.
And arguably the best breakfast buffet.
Haven't been there for breakfast, but
on Disney property. So this is and this can be a tough reservation to get. Mm-hmm. This can be a very tough reservation to get, even though it's not a, you know, make or break. You know, it's not Be Our Guest, but it is really, really popular and with good reason. So number 7, Tusker House over at Animal Kingdom. Number 6, a restaurant that we just recently did a review on, Liberty Tree Tavern over at the Magic Kingdom. So that menu does change every so often. Generally speaking, it stays pretty consistent. We enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's a great restaurant.
We enjoyed it.
Yeah, definitely recommend it. The menu doesn't change drastically, but even in the past 6 months since the last time I've been there, I think the pork was different, and a few other things were slightly
different. The dessert was different.
Yeah, the dessert was different. Yeah, so.
That ooey gooey cake was amazing.
Yeah, it was.
Brutal.
Hashtag amazing experience.
Amazing experience. Number 5, this one just, I get it, it's princesses, you got to do it, but Restaurant Akershus in Norway at Epcot. The food here is horrible. But the princess experience, I remember doing it with my niece, and she was like out of her mind. And it was funny because, you know, at the time, I want to say she was, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5. And she had a fascination with shoes. She loved looking at people's shoes. So she wanted to see what the princess's shoes looked like. So she was like lifting up, not like lifting up all the way, but lifting up their dresses to look. And they were like, this one girl was like wearing like flats. Just there was nothing like you would think a princess. Oh, I mean, granted, you know, these poor girls are walking around.
They're on their feet.
In these outfits. Yeah. They're not going to be in, you know, in pumps. But it was just, she was so embarrassed. The princess was so embarrassed. She was like, you don't want to look at my shoes.
Yeah.
But so for the princess, again, this is one of those things where people are paying for that character experience with their kids. They're definitely not paying for the quality of the food.
Well, I will say even beyond, I mean, I've personally never eaten there, but it is a thing of where once I heard that this existed and it was a thing, if I were planning out like where I wanted to take my kids to see the princesses, like compared to like Cinderella's Royal Table or whatever, I kind of want to know what's on their menu. Like Akershus, I mean, what's Norwegian food? Like,
right, it's not you a get thing curious enough to search it. Yeah. That's probably why this one's so high. Why
even higher or whatever. Like, what I'm sure.
What is that all about?
Hope you like cold fish.
Yeah, I'm sure it's fish, but there you go.
Well, I mean, they have all like the typical staples, but then they have those Norwegian.
Mm-hmm. Fermented herring.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. I'm assuming.
And, you know, this kind of fishtails well into number 4, which is another crappy restaurant. Hollywood and Vine over at Disney's Hollywood Studios is the 4th most searched on. Because, I mean, I think people search on it to look at the menu and say, I really can't believe this food could be that bad. But then they get there and they find out, in fact, yes, it is.
I'm convinced it's this high because we always talk about how horrible it is. So they say, I got to see what's on the menu. And then they're like they, I don't know. That's my only guess as to why this is so high.
It's terrible. It's just terrible. Again, you know, this is that catch-22, Disney, and shame on Disney. Shame on Disney that, you know, people do it for the character experience because they want their kids to have that character experience, and they tolerate the food. Mm-hmm. And you know, a lot of people, you'll hear it all the time. People say, "We don't go to those buffets for the food. We go for the characters." Mm. Well, you know what, Disney? If you're going to charge people that much for a character experience, make sure they got something decent to eat in the process. Mm-hmm. But it's getting old saying it. Number 3, someplace that does not that has great characters and is actually a really good meal, Crystal Palace over in the Magic Kingdom. Sean and I ate there.
Yeah, we did
a couple months ago for dinner, and I was shocked how good it was.
It was so good. Yeah.
Shocked.
It was a great buffet, and I'm not a big buffet person really, because I mean it's not. I mean, I don't, people are always like, oh, like people can touch inside of it and all that kind of thing. Like that doesn't. That's not my reason. I just don't care that much about buffets, and I'd rather just pick my food and order it. But I thought all of it was great. Like, the food was amazing. There was a good variety of stuff. They had some like, pretty healthy staples. I mean, I'm sure it was, like, completely salt-covered and everything. But but it's still healthier than a lot of other things, and they had the Winnie the Pooh character, so it was my thing or whatever because that's who I like. But, you know, so if your kids like that and want to march around the restaurant with Winnie the Pooh, that's the place to go. So
It was. I was very surprised how good it was. So, number three, Crystal Palace. Number two, no surprise here, Cinderella's Royal Table. That's the restaurant that's in the castle in the Magic Kingdom. This has always been a very popular, for as long as I've been doing this, this has been popular. Mm-hmm. There was a time it was the must-have reservation that, you know, people's vacations were ruined if they couldn't get Cinderella's Royal Table. But it has been so long since I've been there, I honestly can't tell you how good it is anymore. I hear mixed things. Mm-hmm. You know, some people say it's really good. Again, character experience there. You know, Cinderella in the castle.
Yeah.
You know, with all the adornments that go on in that restaurant. So I get why it's so popular.
Yeah. I think the big thing, obviously, is being able to walk in the castle and be inside the castle. Yeah. That's so cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm one of those people, like, if I had a daughter, like, that's where we're eating. We're going to the boutique thing. Like, if I'm only getting to go, like, once with my kid for the year or whatever the situation is, like, whatever they want to do. Like, oh, we'll eat in the castle, dress up. Like, that's cool. I'll dress up.
And that's what a lot of families do.
Oh, yeah.
Well, a lot of families do.
We had a contributor recently put in an article a couple months ago, I think, where they talked about doing, like, a couple's date night, no kids, Cinderella's Royal Table, and that it was still completely worth it. So some people are going without the character experience just for the setting or the scenery.
At some point, I'm booking that reservation for the four of us, so we're going to be like four men.
Oh, I'm excited.
Looking creepy over at Cinderella's Royal
Table. We'll send Charles to Bippity Boppity Boutique beforehand.
Before, yeah.
That sounds fabulous, Steve.
On the list of things that are never, ever, ever going to happen, and since you suggested it, you get to do it. Yeah. So number one on our list, no surprise here, the must-have reservation for the last few years has been Be Our Guest Restaurant at the Magic Kingdom. And while, in my opinion, this place started off strong, charitably, I can say it is now hit or miss with the food. I've had more mediocre experiences than I have great ones. And that's sad because when this opened, I remember the review that we did when it opened. I want to say that was 2013, 2012, 2013, 2012. That if they can keep this quality, this will be a restaurant for the ages. This will be a slam dunk. Now it has absolutely kept its, kept its popularity. It has not. I feel like the quality isn't.
It's more and more feeling like it's mass produced.
Yeah. Especially if you're there for breakfast or lunch, it's just like it's horrible. It's just downright horrible.
The lunch is terrible. But I will say, I mean, I still think it's a must-do thing or whatever, especially if you've never done it. Like, it's one of those things where
it's gorgeous space.
You gotta go because it's so pretty. Like, even if it's not, like, your favorite movie, it's so well done. Like, compare it. Like, the theming's amazing in it. It's one of the few places – I think it's the only place you can meet the Beast. So it's – you know, and it does tie into the storyline of, like, the Enchanted Tales with Belle, like – that's the lead up to the dinner, and then you go over to the restaurant for dinner. Like, I think that's the way you're supposed to do it or whatever. But when you're there, like, that's the storyline that you're following. So I think that's neat, too, that it ties with the attraction and then the restaurant and all that kind of thing. So I think it's a must do still.
So there you have it. 10 most search menus on WDWinfo.com for 2017. The Boathouse at Disney Springs, Le Cellier at Epcot, Hoop-Dee-Doo at Fort Wilderness, Tusker House at Animal Kingdom, Liberty Tree Tavern at the Magic Kingdom, Restaurant Akershus in the Norway Pavilion at Epcot, Hollywood and Vine in Disney's Hollywood Studios, the Crystal Palace at the Magic Kingdom, Cinderella's Royal Table at the Magic Kingdom, and Be Our Guest Restaurant also at the Magic Kingdom. And that will do it for this episode of the Disney Dining Show. We hope you enjoyed it, and we'll be back with you again next week with another edition of the Disney Dining Show. Have a great week, everybody.